but it's all worth it. And I know it's only going to get better. Yeah. Because I haven't wanted to take other people's money. And, you know, I wanted to stay focused on our mission and what that is, what my vision is for you, Scout.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast, coming at you from Santa Monica, California. Yes, and I am so excited to be celebrating our next Women in Tech, Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
So go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. My name is Jay Davis, and I'm the founder of YouScout, and we're based in Beverly Hills, California. YouScout allows renters to choose from a variety of unique locations. And for property hosts, YouScout provides a convenient way to showcase and monetize their space through hourly or daily rentals.
And did you grow up with tech in your home?
You know, I'm from a small town in Tennessee. I used to love to read about tech. I used to also go to work. I grew up close to the Space and Rocket Center, so I consider that technology.
Totally.
I used to go there a lot. So that was pretty awesome. I've always been interested in the unknown and the future. So yes and no, I guess.
And like, when was that first moment that you recognized you wanted to pursue technology as a profession?
Probably within the past 5 years. I've had so many ideas, and I really didn't know how to go about it. And finally, one day, I just said, I'm going to go for it.
And like, what experience prompted that?
So I have a creative background. I've been a producer, independent producer and writer. And I was also working at a real estate acquisitions company. And that's how I tied everything together to form YouScout. We were renting the properties to like studios and networks. And then with the creative background, I tied that together and I said, you know what? I need an online marketplace where everyone can list and book spaces.
Yeah.
So this is how YouScout was formed.
And now you're a team of three. How do you go about making this happen? I know being a startup founder, it's daunting, taking an idea and executing on it to make it become reality. What is your process? How did you go about even, you know, making it past your idea bubble?
Right. So one was coming up with a name. And now it just seems like, why didn't I think of YouScout in the beginning? But I had all kinds of crazy names. I had like Rent Fect. I had like, so I couldn't come up with a name. So finally, and I had to find something that was available to that. I think that's so important, yeah. The name. So people remember it, having a name. So I did that. And then I went through the process to come up with the logo. I don't know if you've seen the logo, but it's actually like a house, the letter U incorporated into it, and then like a camera, like to film.
Rad.
Yeah. So that took a while. And then the next step was like just figuring out the steps of the site, how that would work. Like how people would upload, how the user experience, I guess, how that would be. And then was trying to find someone who could code it for me.
Right.
Like vet people and try to figure out who I was going to hire to do that. Because although I love technology, I am not a developer.
And how'd you go about that, finding your initial developer?
I called around based on conversations and a couple reviews. A few people I called like that had good reviews. I was so disappointed. Like, I guess you really can't always go by the reviews, what people write.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I made a mistake the first time. But yeah. You know what? I just got up off the ground, so I'm going to find the right developer. And so I finally have.
It's happened to so many people, by the way. Like, that's such a big challenge when you're not technical and you're hiring a developer. So many people I've heard this happen. And then there's so many stories that doesn't happen. It's just, it's not unusual, unfortunately. Right. Yeah.
And so many people these days say they are a developer. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And all the good ones are probably really taken, right?
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But yeah, it's definitely a thing, and it's definitely challenging. And what is one, I mean, this sounds like it. What's one huge challenge that you've successfully overcome, and what did you learn from it?
I would say being bootstrapped, totally my own money, and learning everything about this process myself, which I like a challenge. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but I've read everything I could. Although I'm not a coder, but I've read a lot about recently about coding and developing and the different programs. And maybe I need to, you know, switch from AWS to another, you know, site for hosting. But probably being bootstrapped has been the most difficult, you know, sacrificing something I would spend money on. Normally, so I can put it into YouScout.
Yeah.
But it's all worth it. And I know it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Because I haven't wanted to take other people's money. And, you know, I wanted to stay focused on our mission and what that is, what my vision is for YouScout and to serve creatives, not just creatives, but everyone.
Yeah.
And not to make it, I don't know, too corporate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense.
And I should say, not to have other people coming in. This is my baby, my labor of love, my passion to come in and say, no, don't do this. Do it this way. Because I'm actually someone who is a creative, too. And it's for anyone to upload their space or to rent. But it's also a lot of creatives will use it. So I'm looking out for them. And I've also been the side of the property host because I've worked in real estate. So I feel like I know both sides of it pretty well.
How many people use YouScout today?
We have about 200 people registered.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What project are you most proud of? Like, have you seen any of the use cases, like, and how they've used it?
We have new functions. Let me just say, we have new functions in the process I can't talk about that we're developing now that have to do international users. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But has there been like a certain like photo shoot or event that you're like, oh, that's super rad?
I love them all. I've become friends with all of them, honestly. We've done, I guess I can say this because it's on our social media. We've done photo shoots with Taraji Henson, Robin Wright, we've had so many Stranger Things, the young guy. I don't remember his name. We've done a lot of cool photo shoots.
That's awesome. Anything else that you'd like to share?
You know, there are so many female-driven tech groups and founder groups. Now, there are so many. They're popping up everywhere. And I think we spoke about this earlier. There's like the female founders office hours. They're Quilt. Have you heard of Quilt?
No, what's Quilt?
Oh my gosh, you have to check it out.
Tell me.
So you can sign up. I believe it's like $15 to $20 each time. And you go into a woman's house, like a group of 10 women.
Yeah.
And it's like a co-working space, but they're very interesting women, like whatever, like maybe it's film, maybe it's tech.
Yeah.
And someone opens up their house in different areas. It's happening a lot in LA, like Venice and Echo Park are like two of the main areas.
That's so funny. It sounds like Work Party. Do you know Work Party?
I've heard of that.
Work Party's so cool. It's Aiden's company and he does pop-up co-working in people's houses and venue spaces.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. I love it. So Quilt.
Well, I'm going tomorrow, actually, in Echo Park.
Let us know how it is.
Yeah, to Seed and Spark. Have you heard of that?
It sounds familiar.
It's a female founder, and I believe it has something to do with the film industry. But I'll find out tomorrow for sure.
So cool. You're going to all this cool stuff.
Yeah. So I try to stay busy. And then there's a 6 Degree Society. That's another for women, but it's not meeting at your home. It's meeting in a space. And then you do like 15 intros, like introductions go around. Because sometimes if you're in a group, some people who don't want to talk will not say anything.
Right.
This is perfect to go around in a circle one-on-one.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like I was telling you, Stripe Atlas has a great female founder community. And of course, that's an offset of Stripe, the payment processing company.
So cool. Oh, man, you know all the resources. Carl, our teammate, will be sure to put them all in the show notes for us all to click. I can't wait to find out more myself.
Y Combinator, by the way, has LEAP, L-E-A-P.
Yeah.
It's, have you heard of this?
No.
It's a forum for women, female founders.
Yeah.
And, you know, Women in Technology. And they can't, as far as I know, they can't read. It started by someone who works there, a female. But, and you could also like post anonymously if you want to ask about, you know, someone in tech or you had a bad experience and you want to share that with the other woman. So it's really cool.
Wait, so is Leap an app?
I don't know if they're an app. It's their website. I always go on my computer. So just go. If you Google Leap.
L-E-A-P.
Yes.
By Y Combinator.
Yes. Rad. Yes.
If there was one thing that we could do as a global community to support you in accelerating your success, what would that be?
You know, spread the word. I would say spread the word.
Who are you looking for? Like what would help, what directly would help you scout the best?
Well, as I always say, it's for everyone. If anyone has a birthday party, a bridal shower, an event, a launch event, but it's also very entertainment centric, like areas like Los Angeles or, you know, Southern California. So, you know, creatives for sure. That'd be awesome. Or anyone who doesn't, has an extra home or is not home a lot and wants to make money from their space and doesn't want to go the vacation rental route.
Right.
And who knows, it may be outlawed in your city, because I've actually read stories where people are getting fined thousands and thousands of dollars. So yes, please check out youscout.com.
Jay, thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me. This has been exciting.
No, it's really exciting. I love your energy in here.
And everyone, please check out youscout.com. That's U-S-C-O-U-T.com.
If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. And be sure to say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and maybe you'll get this sticker. All right. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.